Good morning, everyone. My name is Tuki. Geshe Gelug will be here in a few minutes. And in case there's anybody new here today, I just wanted to give you a little layout of how things are going to go. When Geshe comes in, we all stand out of respect for the teachings. And some of us will make prostrations, but don't feel at all like you need to do that. Nobody's going to be checking to see if you do. It's completely a personal choice. So, if you have anything that's going to make noise, it'd be great if you could put it on vibrate or mute. At the beginning, we'll do a few prayers out of the gold prayer book. So if you're sitting in a chair, it's actually behind you. And if you're in the pews, there's some on the end of the pews. So I'll tell you which pages when we get to that point. I think that's about it. Anybody have any questions before we get started? Okay, I'm going to read the prayer list. We keep a prayer list here that folks also use to pray from at home, and we have it up here on the altar, usually, but not today. So I'm going to read the prayer list, and we can keep these folks in mind today during the session. For all those killed by natural, Geshe was here. So if you turn to page 183 in the Gold Prayer Book, we'll recite the mantra near the bottom of the page there, that Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, three times. Taya ta. Page 34, and we'll read the four immeasurables in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And then if you turn the page, the bottom of page 37, there's the Four Immeasurables chanting version. We'll do this in Tibetan. Sen chen ta. Below that, we'll do Chenrezig's mantra 8 times and Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay. Fine. Sorry, I forgot.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Sandy Carlson, and today I'm wearing my IGC hat, which is the Inspiring Generosity Committee. And this is Susan Potter, and Gesla frequently reminds us that this is our center. And one way to demonstrate how true that is to reflect on the importance of each of us being here today. So thank you very much. It's very important for our center to be here, for we have a place that people can come to. And while our sustainer campaign will be going on the rest of the year, today is the final day of our annual appeal fundraising effort. Through this campaign, we have had the opportunity to be generous to the center in order to help ourselves and others have a place to learn these incredibly important teachings of the Buddha. So far, the annual appeal has collected $131,000, committed either through actual contributions or people who've signed on to be monthly sustainers. We have 7 new monthly sustainers as a result of this effort, bringing the total to 80 people who donate monthly. We've added approximately $300 each month, bringing us to $6,100 a month or $73,200 per year for the monthly contributions. One-time donors contributed about $36,500. We had 61 people make a one-time contribution. Additionally, we had $13,000 come in stock donations from 2 donors, and a group of people pledged for 2 different challenge funds, a total of $6,000, bringing all of this to $131,000. And thanks to several more anonymous donors, we are going to be passing out a crisp dollar bill to each of you this morning. If you need this dollar, please see it as a thank you for being here and use it as you need. If you'd like to practice generosity and make a karmic connection to Kadampa Center, please donate this dollar to the center as you leave. Then you all can share in the merit of keeping the center flourishing so that many people can learn these important techniques of working with their minds. Practicing generosity helps create the necessary fuel for all of our practices, ultimately leading to the greatest happiness and enlightenment.
This is the donation box. We'll put this on the altar by this front door, and then there's a box by the back door that is permanently stationed there. Thank you so much for being here. Please use this dollar in whatever way works best for you. And remember that Kadampa Center exists only because of and on behalf of each one of us. There is no us and them. We are only we.
For candy. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you.
Does anybody have one?
Thank you very much. So, maybe first we meditate. I just better for. Today I brought this book, you know, so last Sunday class I missed a few lines. So we all need to think, you know, but this is written by Mother Teresa, it doesn't matter. Long as it benefits our mind, that's most important. No, doesn't matter who writes, who wrote the books, Buddhist or Christian, doesn't matter. No, so she's a symbol of love. She's a symbol of love. You know, she reached out. She's reaching out in love. That's what she does, reaching out in love. So I was greatly admired by Mother Teresa. So, so the great inspirations. You know, like. One of my, can I say hero or heroine? Hero, okay. I'm sure. One of my heroes. So I use, you know, people give me. So since I talk about Mother Teresa, people give me a number of like, see, I read, you know, think about read. So doesn't matter. Some of you think, oh, he's a Tibetan monk, Geshe. Why is reading Mother Teresa books? What we need, we all need help. That's all what we need. We all need help. Doesn't matter where it comes from. Long as it makes you think positively, that's what it matters. In my case, so happy to read, you know, happy to read and happy to follow her footstep. So here, Mother says, I kind of left out one line, trying to memorize. You know, the fruit of silence prayer. The fruit of silence prayer. So, same as in the meditation. So that's what we do, meditation. So trying to be silent. So see, this is important. The fruit of silence is prayer. We don't have to say certain words, you know. We don't have to say words. Just to be silent, you know, according to Mother, that's prayer. So now, the fruit of prayer is faith. Something to think about, okay? The fruit of prayer is faith. So that's one I left last Sunday, so I don't have books, so I don't remember this very clearly in my mind. The fruit of prayer is, now say, first one, fruit of silence is prayer. Second line, the fruit of prayer is faith. So need to think about that. Fruit of prayer is faith. This is just one line, but you know the heavy meaning underneath. The meaning is huge. There's huge meaning under that line. Then the third line, fruit of faith, love. Fruit of faith, love. Fruit of faith is love. Doesn't say Christian faith, doesn't say, it just say faith. Fruit of faith is love. So, then the fourth line, the fruit of love is service. The fruit of love is service. So then the fifth line, the fruit of service is peace. See? So that's how the peace can be reached. When you talk about peace, we are talking about mind. We are not talking about physical body. That's nothing to be peace. You know, so we are talking about mind. So there's, according to Mother, that's how you reach to the peace. Mental peace, you know, fruit of service is peace. So we all have, you know, have opportunity to do thorough investigation based on what Mother said. This is Mother Teresa's business card. Somebody asked Mother Teresa's business card. She doesn't have a business card. That's her business card. See, there's huge difference between her business card and our business card. So this, you know, I tried to memorize that, and I just missed one, only one line. I remember this. 1, 2, 3, 4. I remember 4. Then I remember, I don't remember 1. So, time to, you know. So, with that, you know, so now, the fruit of silence is prayer. So that's why, you know, I don't think you can pray. Actually, when you pray, you know, actually when you pray, I don't think you can pray with, you know, like disturbing thought. If you really pray, if you really pray, you're not just mumbling some word here, you know, saying may all sentient beings have happiness, cause happiness, and looking at a person right next to you, why are you making noise? You know, don't you understand that you, when you come in, you have to, you are supposed to mute your phone? Don't you know that all kinds of things go on at the same time? May all sentient beings have happiness, cause of happiness, no? So that can, that's not praying. If you're really praying, so see, the fruit of silence prayer, no, fruit of silence prayer, the fruit of silence prayer? Yeah, fruit of silence prayer. See, when you're really praying from your heart, there will be no space for disturbing thought. There will be no space for disturbing thought. So that's how you, you know, reach to that peace of mind, you know. So the peace in the mind destroyed by disturbing thought. That's why there will be no peace. Even though you talk about peace, there will be no peace in your mind. So the fruit of silence is prayer. So so the same, the meditations, you know. So now this silence, there's no fruit of silence prayer. So now we are talking about silence, you know. So fruit of silence, before we reach the fruit, there's a cause of silence. So now, this silence, according to Buddhism, this silence must begin with, you know, how you say, positive mind. Positive mind. You can't begin, you can't start the silence with disturbing thought. Therefore, comfortable cushions, comfortable sitting postures, with the comfortable, flexible mind. That's how you be, you know, to be, to go into this silent, try to get into this silent moment. We can, you know, whenever there's a disturbing thought, then the mind is not silent. You know? So when we are talking about silence, so we are talking about mind. So there's a number of ways we can, you know, do that. So watching your breath, your own breath, out, in, one, out, in, two. You can count 21 times. You can count 21 times. You are fully aware, then you count that unmistakably 21 times. So there's one way to do how to be silent. Or if you have something, if you have some materials to review, So that's, you know, pretty good, you know, for the beginner, not for the beginner, for all of us, you know, review meditation is pretty good, you know. So it will occupy your mind, the period of time. That period of time is very much depend on the size of material that you are reviewing in your mind. So, therefore, you know, some case people can sit hours and hours, without thinking too much, but thinking something, but not too much. Because they are, you know, going through the materials, you know. So this is called review meditation. So then after that review meditation, then, you know, there's analytical meditations. Then you can, you know, do analytical meditations. So in order to do the analytical meditation, you have to have something to analyze. So, we'll begin with that, okay? Maybe silent, or maybe how do you say, we all try to reach in the silence, whatever ways, maybe watching your breath, or maybe watching your emotions, or or maybe review something. We all try to reach the silence. Oh? So that is going to be prayer. See? So that's going to be prayer without word. No word, but that's a beautiful prayer. Oh? So maybe not 5 hours, 5 minutes. 5 minutes, see? We all try to reach the silence, okay? Oh? I want to thank Suzanne and Sandy, you know, so they are doing this totally based on voluntary, you know, this service. They don't get paid, so they, you know, do this from their pure heart, you know, so so dedicated to the center. So some of you may not know, in center here, I only come here and mumbles. That's my job, you know. So other than that, I have no idea how everything's been run, but everything's run quite wonderfully, you know. So there's a board member, everything that's handled by those, I have no idea. So I just come here, you know, so mumble a few words here, there. So that's, you know, what I do. So then other than that, everything's been run by all this, you know. There's only a couple of people who've been paid. Other than that, everything's run by voluntary. So therefore, I'm saying this is not my center. This really, when I say this, I really mean it. This is not my center. It doesn't belong to me. So it belongs to the people who come here. You know, that's why everything, all the class, all the program, even the stupa and all the build, you know, for people who come to here. Center. So every one of you are present at the, inside this building, contribute, you know, contribute. So you, I'm not saying that you are present. You are present at the center, contributed, you know, because everybody has energy. So, let's see, because of your presence or your contribution to the, I'm not asking you to donate. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not asking you to donate. So because of your contribution, everything's here run, you know, all the class. What likewise, Suzanne and Sandy said, you know, they are doing this many, many years, like wholeheartedly. Oh, so they don't get paid, you know, so they're just doing this for service. So see, the fruit of service is peace, according to Mother. Because Mother do know about service, because she is fully qualified to talk about service. That's what she dedicated all her life, service for the poorest of the poor in the world. What you can expect from them? Nothing. They have no money, they have no power, they have no education. You cannot expect anything from them. They are just laying on the street. You know, see, then Mother provides service. Result is peace. You cannot buy anywhere, even in America, you cannot buy peace. You can talk about peace, but you cannot buy. So it's only you can achieve through, according to Mother, who is fully qualified to talk about this subject, faith, service, love, all of that. She is fully qualified. So she not just talk. She live her life what she said. You know, so we all know. No. So I've been in that India, Calcutta. When you go there, you see. First of all, it's not easy to live there. It's not like America, you know. Everything is very convenient, very clean. You know, it's totally opposite. First of all, just wish to have lived there. That's huge sacrifice. So they're not just that, you know. They're like going to the slum of that city, you know. So, so you know, when we do something, we all have some kind of expectations. Mother minimized the expectations. So, yeah, what you can expect from them? Nothing. They have no power, they have no money, they have no education, they have nothing. They're just laying on the street, you know, nobody look after them. So Mother provide the service. So then that's how Mother achieve peace. See? So whenever that, you know, like, you know, does not need to agree every single thing the Mother said, but you know, whatever that, these things, you know, we can learn something. We can learn something. So then I just want to thank, you know, Suzanne and like Sandy and together all of you, and all of you to thank. So because of that, because of the community service, the center is everything here is running. Oh? So something to rejoice, you know, when you see people coming here. So, you know, something to rejoice. You know, you are part of that. Something to rejoice. See, the person who donated this floor is gone. Is gone. You know? Whole floor that we enjoy, who donated this, gone. So, and she hardly come to center, first of all. She only come occasionally, probably twice a year. But she's very busy with her business. And she's very, very happy to donate that, you know, because it makes her happy whenever she sees people, you know, coming here, you know, to practice. So, she said something, you know, before she told me, the mother, the parents give her eye. Life, I think, it's the parents give her life. Then the Dharma give her eye. That's what she said. And, you know, she's gone. So each time when I come here, when I see Flo, I remember her. Then I pray for her. You know, I remember her. I pray for her. Mm-hmm. So like that, you know, like that. It's not like donated by me, you know. It's like donated by, like, people like you. So just something to rejoice, okay? Just want to share that a little bit. So I'm probably going to buy candy. So, you know, then they give me monthly stipend. I told them many times, if center has some problem, I don't need that money at all. I don't need that money. Long as if you feed me, I have to eat. Right? So, this is like in America, if you go hungry, so that's not good. So they said, you just give me food, that's all. You know, so I told them, not just one time, many times, I told them, you know, don't need. So that's not why I'm here. So so anyway, so here, just want to thank them before the class. So now, this is probably just... maybe we can make this copy, or maybe some piece of paper people can take home. This is, you know, Mother Teresa business card. So there's so much to think about. You know, this is only few, the five lines, but the fruit of praise, the fruit of silence, prayer. So now the question is, what is prayer? What is prayer? It's not a word. It's not a word. It's not a word we say. You know, it's just there's some way to say. If somebody wants to say prayer, then how are you going to say? If there's no word, how are you going to say? You know, somebody has to put in how to say. You know, but what we say is, you know, whether it has become prayer or not, it depends on our thinking, you know. So, what is prayer? So that question, this important question, what is prayer? So if the prayer is a wish, if prayer is a wish, is it a wish? Where it needs to come from? No. So when you wish something, how you wish? If you wish from your heart, or just from mouth, or from where? If you have some wish, no? If you're wishing, if that's wish, how you wish, how we wish, I wish you will be, I wish you will pass exam. You know? So it's like, so this is just, there's a word, and behind word, there's some power. Huh? So the wish. The prayer is a wish. So then what kind of wish? There's a wish to be, you to be fail. I wish that you will fail. You know, I wish you'll be unsuccessful. Do people say that? Oh no. So I'm just thinking Tibetan, so maybe it could be wrong and translated in English. So Wish always positive. Wish means always positive. Wish can be negative. See? So that's why, you know. So prayer is positive wish. Positive wishing something good. When you're wishing something good, not just saying something good, you're wishing something good. So that's, you know, if you don't silence, if you cannot silence your mind, you can wish something good. What needs to be silent? Not the good thought, positive thought, good thinking. Those thoughts doesn't need to be silent. Good thing, good thought does not be silent. Or thought you thinking something good about you, thinking something wonderful about you, those thoughts does not need to be silent. Those thoughts need to be, how you say, loud. Need to be loud, louder. Oh, you don't look good, you are terrible. Those thoughts need to be mute. Oh, so those thoughts should not get loud. Oh. So those thoughts need to be eradicated, or minimize, or reduce, or weaken. Oh, so see. So now those thoughts need to be silent. Those thoughts need to be this negative, disturbing thought need to be silent. So that's how you reach to silence. So then that silence is prayer. And that's what I understand. That's my understanding based on Heart Business Card. First line in Heart Business Card, Mother Teresa Business Card. That's how I understood. That's how I'm going to interpret it. Silence. No? See? The fruit of silence is prayer. No silence. That's talking, that's related to the mind. No? The certain thought does not need to be silent, and the certain thought needs to be silent. Huh? Therefore, I said, this is like same, different way of saying, but the same, how you say, same point. It comes down to the same point. So I said, no, including myself, all of us, the power of meditation, so is to have less disturbing thought. Power of meditation. Power of silence, or fruit of silence, same. The power of meditation, power of silence, is to less disturbing thought. The best, eradicate them from good. Then you will be free from disturbing thought. Then you will enjoy everlasting happiness and peace. Oh, see. This is what, you know. So, meditation, so, therefore, that is known, in order to reach to their silent spot, silent level, where, you know, the silent level, so, that initial start is, needs to be positive, you know, thought, positive thought. Not to the disturbing thought, positive thought. Comfortable cushion, comfortable physical body, comfortable mind, flexible mind, then you do meditations. Then you will reach in that silence. Then you don't have to say any prayer. Itself is prayer. That energy that, you know, developed by that will have ripple impact within the community, within the family, within yourself. You know, it's all good for everybody. It's good for all of that. So therefore, some form of meditation in daily basis is not just important, it's also necessary to enjoy peace of mind. Oh, see. So then there's a power of reading a spiritual book, like Mother Teresa's book, whether you are listening, reading, thinking about, you know, spiritualities, the result or should be calm mind. The power of meditation, less negative thoughts, will be better off. Less disturbing thoughts will be better off. So we are not doing well because of, you know, disturbing thought. So therefore, suffering does not mean, oh, somebody has to have pain, or that person is suffering. No. Suffering is much deeper than that. and you're suffering much different than that. So disturbing thought is like invisible or very hidden suffering. Suffering doesn't, that's not obvious. Disturbing thought, no. Thinking something negative over yourself, being hard on yourself, all of that, not thinking something negative. Disturbing thought, that's like very hidden suffering, invisible suffering. That everywhere, not just India and Nepal, even in America, everybody has. So therefore, in that regard, we are in the same oceans. See? So we need to help each other to lift up, lift out of that oceans. Disturbing thought and the actions that produced by disturbing thought is like wild waves. We are carried out by back and forth, up and down, clockwise, counterclockwise, you know, by those. These are not peaceful waves, these are wild waves. Wild wave. So then in that ocean, there's like, you know, so basically we are in the same, here you say same boat, same, according to some texts, it's the same ocean. That ocean is wild. So now look around, why you harm someone? There's no reason. If you cannot help them, why you harm? Because you are suffering, they are suffering, you are both suffering. You need to help each other. So why you... So it doesn't make sense. So then this, according to this, so everybody has problems. Everybody has, even though we look fine, you know, we smell good. If you take shower, you smell good. Doesn't mean you're good. But you smell good. Yeah, doesn't mean it's good. No, you look, you wear nice clothes, doesn't mean you are good. So, in the restaurant, if somebody asks you, oh, do you want some water? Why you say, I'm good. So that's okay, but you know, because I'm saying you are good with the water, but you know, probably you have enough water. I'm good. So, so then, so, then in Applebee, so in there, what did they put? They put something there, no? So, advertise. They want to go, every table has something, some kind of small, like there, you know, advertise about dessert, ultimate happiness. Applebee, no, I'm not saying Applebee. Ultimate, oh, that's kind of interesting, so I'm looking for a long time. Long time since I went to monastery when I was 7 years old, I'm looking for ultimate happiness. I found it in Applebee. Not in the monastery, in Applebee. Applebee. So then I tried that, then I got diabetes. Not really ultimate happiness. Anyway, it's kind of interesting, ultimate happiness. Then underneath that, all dessert. This is all kind of dessert. Anyway. So then there will be a separate meditation class. I think sometime, I think maybe in February, March, I don't know. In Saturday, one of the Saturdays. So then... I used to lead certain meditations, and maybe some people are tired of hearing this meditation again, so then I stop. So anyway, there is a separate class, so then, you know, I will explain a number of meditations in that class, okay, how to do meditations. And meanwhile, if you have some questions about meditation, there's a lot of people who's more than happy to help you to learn, okay? So bottom line, doesn't matter whether you are Buddhist, not Buddhist, Christian, believer, not believer, atheist, doesn't matter, we are all human beings. We are all in the same oceans. We all have problems. Even though we look like we have no problem, doesn't mean we have no problem. We all have problems, different kind of problems. Mainly related to the mind, our thinking. So, And through this, you know, coming here, so then, you know, maybe talking, maybe you are thinking I'm talking, my talk usually based on all the material that I study back in the monastery, almost 35 years. So based on that, you know, some here, some there. So a point is to have the point and also hope behind all my talk. Last 15 years in the center, last 15 years in the Kadamba Center is to hoping to see more open-minded people reaching out in love, with knowledge that we are all in the same oceans. We all need help, not just you, me also need help. We all need help. Mm-hmm. So if we all help each other, we could get out together. We could get out, you know, together. So that's the way to create a better community, you know, all of that, you know. So that's contribution, our contribution towards world peace, universal peace. So that's my hope, that's my hope. Then occasionally I do here a refuge ceremony because people requested me to do refuge ceremony. So that means people there want to become Buddhists. So then based on their request, that I perform that ceremony. Other than that, producing more Buddhists, that's not my goal. My goal is we all become compassionate. Reach out in love. Without interfering what you believe, what you do, what is your interest, just reach out in love. So just following the footsteps of Mother Teresa, way to reach peace within yourself. Reach out in love means, you know, service, you know, service. That's all, you know, that's the goal, okay, that's the goal. So then with that, I've been explaining this text called 7-point thought transformations. Thought transformations. tame our thinking, According to Shantideva, the Indian master who wrote this book, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, in 8th century or 7th or 8th century, he wrote this book. In that book, what he said is interesting. Dunga torje semi yujang, so Dunga torje semi yujang, Dunga suffering. Torje means want to overcome. Want to overcome, desire to overcome. Torje. We have a mind or desire to overcome from suffering. Nothing wrong. Everybody has. You have. I have. Every day, not just once a while, not even once a blue moon. Every day, same. No, you have. Or I have. Same. No, we all have desire to overcome from certain difficulties. No. Then, Dunga Torje Semiyajang, second line, Dunga Nilongombar Jus, deliberately heading towards suffering. Deliberately. That's not the best translation, that's the best I can do in my English. Dunga Nilongombar Jus. Seems like that you are willingly going for suffering. So that's saying something important. So need to pay attention a little more what he's trying to say. I don't think, when I look myself, I don't go for something that appears as suffering. I don't go. That's not what he means. You know? We all trying to avoid that. You know? If something that we see is kind of painful, suffering, we all try to avoid that. That's not what he means. It means something different. Dungani longomba juice. It's not like knowing something that's painful, unsatisfied, or is it painful, not desirable, then we go for that. That's not what it means, Dungani longomba juice. Because no, we are not that stupid, no? That's not what it means. That he is saying something, method, way we, method, something is going wrong, that's what it's indicating, that something is going wrong with the desire and the object, that something is going wrong between there, or maybe the method or technique that we use, or Dungani longomba juice. Deva Dejan, even though you wish to achieve happiness, Deva Deja Timobe, not knowingly, unknowingly, you destroy your own happiness like you are an enemy. Not knowingly, unknowingly. Time to analyze. No, time to analyze. Every day, time to analyze. Deva Deja Timobe, Rang Deva Deja Joso. Interesting, you know, like interacting with the people everyday life, so you see these two lines, if you remember them, you see exactly what Shantideva was saying, you see them exactly right there. So therefore, this 7-point thought transformation will help. You know, it has some important message that will help us to tame our mind, tame our thought. So then we'll be better off. Okay? So now section, there's only a few minutes left, sorry, so I just took a lot of time for Mother Teresa's business card. This is one of the important pieces of the practice that you find in Buddhism. So in order to practice that, you don't have to become Buddhist, you don't have to become believer, or you can just practice them. This is very based on practical, the reality. Niji Digba Kwewe says, Tengye Chanju Lambu Jus. How to say? So much is in thinking. So much is in thinking, whether it's like happiness or suffering. So much in thinking. Thinking makes huge, big difference. Thinking makes difference. Because of thinking, sometimes you don't feel any pain. You see? So when I was in monastery, so monastery have very strict rules. No strict rules. There's no televisions. Nobody's allowed to watch movie. There's no televisions. The young monk, so when I was 16, I went to monastery when I was 7 years old. When I was 16, I really want to watch some movie, but there's no movie in the monastery. No, you can't. Nobody has televisions. So one time, one of my teachers, every year we elect new discipliner. That the monks, that you are responsible to how to discipline the monks, especially the young one. So one of my teachers, he was elected as a discipliner. So in that case, you have to be more careful because you make sure that you don't embarrass him, So you have to be more, super careful. One day he has to go to other town, out of the monastery. It's like one night by bus ride. He has to go there, look for some reincarnations. His own master who passed away, he's looking for his reincarnation. He went there. So I took advantage, said, okay, now this is a good time. So me and my friend, now he was in New York, so now he's no longer a monk. But anyway, a lot of people get confused between my name and his name. My name is Gelek, and his name is Delek. Sounds very much the same. One is begin with D, one is begin with G. So anyway, so we are friends, and we also live in the same house number 26. So that night, every night, 6 o'clock, we have debate class. Debate class that goes on till 10 or 10:30. So then then he and we, I said, okay, tonight we'll go to the near town, the Indian town, where you go buy vegetables. You know, in that town, there are small theaters. They have like televisions, video. They have video cases. It's not the, like here in America, big one, just tiny one. You know, you pay some like money, then you get in. So we decided to go. So we went. So we sneak out of the class. So we pretend that we are going to class from the house because there's house teachers. So then we just went around to the, no money for the taxi, but in a run, in the cornfield. Cornfield, it's all, how you say, plowed. It's all dig out, you know, cornfield. Then there's all kind of you know, stone, all kind of things, not easy to run. So we, like, probably hour and a half walk, maybe I'm not some miles. We went there, so... watch the movie, you know, they came out sitting in the restaurant. I wear one, like, everybody has this, like, pants and jacket because we have to walk in the cornfield. Every year, 10 to 15 days, we have to walk. So everybody has, you know, some like this second-hand clothes that's transformed from Western country, you know, all kind of T-shirt, all that you can buy. I'm wearing one of those, and he's wearing the, I'm facing down at the door of the restaurant. Then he's facing in, my friend. All of a sudden, I saw somebody walk in. It's like late night. One of the senior monks from the monastery. Probably my face probably turned into purple or red. So I was so scared, you know, so scared. No, don't know what to do, what to say. You know? No reason to be there at night. So all of a sudden, we just lie. See? Or some of our monks run away. So we are looking for, we came down to look for them. So he know right away we are lying. So then we immediately, right after maybe after 1 second or maybe 1 minute, we beg him not to tell our teachers. Then coming back, you have to come to before the class ends. There's limit of time. If you come back way after the class finished, then you will be in problem, you know. So you have to pretend that you went to the class, then coming back from the class. Anyway, run. There's a lot of energy, 16 years old, a lot of energy. Run. On the way to get to the house, you know, so then all the feet is like, how you say, cut, so many cuts everywhere by, you know, small stone or whatever, drug, there's no light. At that moment, you cannot feel because your mind is so focused on getting there, getting on time. When you get there after like 30 minutes, then you feel pain. So all this cut, I realized, you know, so this mind, you know, because of mind, you sometimes you don't feel any pain at all. Doesn't mean they're not there. They're there, but you don't feel. So similar, it's very interesting, you know. So here, this section, I say this is the piece of practice that teach us how to accept difficulty. How to accept, make sense? How to accept. Not like how to wish, how to accept, because it's already happening. It's not happening, you're just visualizing, it's not like it's already happening. Oh, how to accept. One way is to protect your mind, and second is, it's already happening. It's not just happening one thing. It's like pouring down like rain. One thing after another going wrong. One thing after another going wrong. Everything going wrong. Kind of overwhelmed, you know, sometimes like... So then, niji dibba kwevese. It's not just the problem in the environment, the problem in the house, the roof is leaking, window is like not shutting down properly. Well, there's many things going wrong. At the same time, also here, not all this, the physical problems, like pouring down like rain. What will you do? What will I do? You know, today's best friend, with a few unguarded words, become tomorrow's worst enemy. What will you do? Whenever there's problem, what will you do? So this is the piece of information. You know, this is a piece of Jingyi Changju Lamdaji. Changju is literally means enlightenment. That's the highest level of happiness, enlightenment. That's called Changju. Lam is the path that leads to that ultimate, you know, happiness or enlightenment. Jingyi, that's like miserable condition. Jingyi, that's miserable condition, whether it's related to your house, your car, your body, or then your mind, you know. That's like miserable condition. Jingyi, Changju Lamdaji. Transforming this miserable condition into the path that will lead you to, not to the suffering, will lead you to the highest level of happiness. That's what it means. It means you debauchery, Jingyi, Changju Lamdaji. How to do that? Everything that's also related to I'm not saying this easy, but somebody has to say. But when you say, it sounds easy. But somebody has to say, in this case, I'm the one who's saying it. But I don't feel it's not easy. But you know, when you say, it's quite easy. You know? Everything in the world is quite easy. When it comes down on a practical level, you know, it's not easy. So this piece of practice or information is how to deal with, when everything is going wrong in your life, how to deal with that. This is a piece of information, how to deal with that. You know? And not just deal and transform that into the path that will lead you to, you know, out of more sufferings. Maybe eventually lead you to the highest level of happiness, which is enlightenment. Jingyi Changju Lamdaji. Niji dibe dibe kani midu duma chala lenge debu sebe jutna chingyi lamdaji lenge debu sebe jutonis lenge debu sebe jutonis. I say, I may not be the best person to say this very eloquently, because of my English. But if you speak Tibetan, then I could probably say more eloquently. So Tibetan, unfortunately, not many people know Tibetan. Niji dibe dibe yonghande midu dunga chada baje lengen debu sebe jodun kengen lamdu lomba chinji los. Can you read this? So then, this is not here. I'm quoting from some other books. The verses I said, I'm quoting from some other books.
Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity, and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma.
So, seeking blessing. Bless here. This is one word that is actually blessing means to change. Blessing simply means transform. That's all. That's why you bless house. That's why you bless food. That's why you bless, you know, the everything. The blessing transform from something positive, negative to positive. That's the meaning of definition of the blessing. So you are kind of crying out, please change the way I think. Please change my thinking, my attitude. Please, you know, help me to change my attitude, my thinking. That's why I say, please bless me. I seek your blessing. Means I seek your advice to how to change my thinking, because it's causing me so much pain. Not just me, also causing so much pain to my friend, my family. You know, so please, I say, I seek your advice, you know, to change, to transform. So now here, please think about this piece of teaching in the Buddhism. It's called karma. Karma. Think about that. Just read and think what you think. Just read. But it's not order. I just suggesting. This is not order. Just suggesting. So see if you maybe you get any benefit. What will you do? First question. What will you do to protect your peace or protect your mind? What will you do? So then after that, then you read this, know what they do, what they suggest to do, what they suggest you to do. And compare. See, They're saying in Tibetan, you have to make yourself happy, otherwise other people make your life miserable. That's true, you know. So then we have to know how to make your life happier, you know. Kibu rangi majina. Kibu means, you know, to, we have to cheer up ourselves, otherwise other people make our life miserable. We have to know, cheer up, then to know how to cheer up. There's so much, so many ways to cheer up your thing, cheer up yourself, could do through thinking. Doesn't have to eat something, doesn't have to go somewhere else, you know. You can cheer up yourself by just by thinking. Thinking. If you learn how to cheer up by that, that cheer, how you say, cheerful, will last long. So now, this thing about that, okay, just what Chukila read, whenever Chukila read, Niji debate with you, Niji don't want to learn it, divorce with you, change it along the long, but change it long. So, there's a reason to be happy whenever we pay credit card bill that comes in the mail. If you are miserable, they are not going to go away. Credit card company won't stop sending you bill if you're just miserable. So there's reason to be happier because amount that you owe is getting less each time you pay. But we don't focus on that. We don't focus on that. Or in the first place, be more mindful not to buy. Or maybe when you buy, be more mindful how much you can practically pay or not pay. So this is all taking responsibility. I think how many people pay their credit card bill with heavy mind? I'm not sure how many. So always kind of, but what they are saying, there's reason to be happy. There is reason to be happy because amount that we owe is getting less. There's reason to be happy whether you choose to be happy or not. That's up to you. But there's a reason to be, you know, happy or maybe less stress. So anyway, that's just an example that I use. Niji debate with me, don't want to link it with you. So then, not just this. Whenever everything's going wrong. Yeah, so it happened to your life, it happened in my life, so it happened to all of our life. No, things are not going. We work so hard to build something, hoping it's going to be like this, you have dreams, or it's going to be like that, but you don't, it's all in your mind, it's going to be like that, all of a sudden, from nowhere, all this obstacle appears. Everything's falling apart. You can hold them together. What do you do? Or you just let it go? You need to think. You need to think skillfully, think smartly. Otherwise, you could drain all your energy and together with your life, it'd be finished. That happened in my life, probably happened in your life. What do you do? So many unknown things, So then studying karma, so here you talk about go with the flow. I don't think that you can go with the flow if you don't understand karma and how you can go with the flow. So you will not go with the flow unless you have some fight. Fight? People do fight. If you understand karma, it will help, certainly help, to go with the flow. That doesn't mean that sometimes people have this negative, understanding about karma. Maybe sometimes the way they use is not correct, I'm not judging them, sometimes it's not good, way they use karma. So studying karma, I think, will help us to go with the flow, not just that, and also help us greatly how to deal with when things go wrong in our life. At least help you to how to look at them from the different perspective, rather than trying to get rid of every person that involved destroying your dream. That's hard work. That's big project. you know. So it's not easy. That requires a lot of energy. So there, with this piece, then here, it's the same, but there's two lines, there's four lines, there's two lines, but same point. It's come down, same point. That is like dealing with cat, you know, so that you thinking long time to thinking to get cat, long time thinking to get cat, same time thinking to get one of the most expensive furniture, couch, leather couch. You get that first leather couch, the second you get the cat, you know. So then all the movies start, all the cinema, whole Hollywood movie start. So see, then when the cat scratch the expensive leather couch, so then now how to deal with that, you know. So then this piece of movie, you know. So then the hair, all the hair, this comes with the cat. So then, right from the beginning, if you're aware, oh, everything looks fine, but everything's come with a package. You know, so somebody will pour something on that expensive sofa. Or somebody, somebody will just has a pen, not a pencil, pen will mark, could be kid. And how much happens you lose just seeing that. See, everything, you know, it's like, so need big mind, like Texas. Texas has big head. Everything has a big, so all our mind has a big, we have to think big. We're ready to tackle everything, think big. You know, so otherwise, you make this life so vulnerable, you know, you have to make, think big. You know, if something, we have to be flexible. We can't be uptight with certain things. We have to be flexible. To be, you know, like easygoing person, we have to be flexible. Think bigger. Oh. So then those pieces of information will definitely help, okay? So with that, I'll stop my Mickey Mouse. Blah, blah.
So we'd like to thank the sponsors for this morning's Dharma Dollars, and their dedication is, may all the joyful effort that has gone into this fundraising campaign inspire people to connect with the Dharma, the Buddha's teachings about working with our minds. May this effort inspire people to engage with Kadampa Center as an institution that shares the teachings of the Buddha, and inspire people to financially support Kadampa Center in that effort. May sufferings be lessened and all beings reach enlightenment.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a nice weekend. Yeah, please.